My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus and in our Blessed Mother, the passage that we have as the Gospel reading for today is part of a larger section called the Bread of Life Discourse in the Gospel of John. And the Gospel begins with John chapter 6 verse 25 and ends with chapter 6 verse 71. For the next 3 weeks, the Gospel reading will be taken from the Bread of Life Discourse. And I wish to make the sermons during our next 3 weeks a series on the Bread of Life Discourse. Today, we will deal with the Old Testament and the Bread of Life. Next Sunday, we will deal with the history of the controversy of the real presence of Christ in the bread and wine. And then, 2 weeks from now, we will deal with the Eucharist and daily life. Now, first, let me provide a little context for today's topic. The Bread of Life Discourse follows the miracle of the multiplication of loaves. And after that miracle, the crowds continued to follow Jesus. Jesus had fed them physical bread, and then Jesus begins to talk about a different kind of bread, the bread of life. But in doing so, he stirs up a controversy. First, Jesus identifies himself as the bread from heaven. Secondly, he claims that the bread that he gives is superior to the bread that Moses provided in every way. The most significant difference being that the ones who ate the bread that Moses gave died, but that those who ate the bread that he would give would never die. Naturally, the people get very upset over Jesus' claim. So, it's natural then that today's Gospel reading begins with the Jews murmuring. John has the Israelites murmuring for a very specific reason. John wanted to connect the Bread of Life Discourse to certain Old Testament themes. And the first of them is the murmuring. In Exodus chapter 13, verses 1 to 3, the Israelites grumbled against Moses because there was no food. God then rained down bread from heaven. Along with this bread, which the Israelites called manna, God also gave them flesh or meat in the form of quails. Later, the Israelites grumbled not against the lack of food, but the quality of food. They were fed up with quails and manna, which they called wretched food, and they desired to eat cucumber and melons and leeks and onions and garlic. In Exodus 17, 1 to 3, the Israelites grumble against Moses, not for food or the quality of food, but for water. God then brought forth water from the rock to quench their thirst. John, in today's gospel, has the Israelites continuing to murmur. They murmur because this man, whose father and mother they knew, was claiming to be bread from heaven. And it's as if John is saying, when will the grumbling and the murmuring stop? So that's the first theme then, the murmuring. The second theme that John uses to connect the Old Testament and the Bread of Life Discourse is manna. It was the crowds that had asked Jesus to give them a sign. a sign similar to the manna that their ancestors ate in the desert. The people introduced the manna theme because they believed that in the final days, God would once again provide manna just like he had done in the desert. And they believed in a second Exodus, like we believe in the second coming of Christ. With all of Palestine and Israel under Roman rule, people were hoping that the Messiah would come and initiate the second Exodus. If Jesus was this Messiah, then Jesus should be able to provide manna the way Moses did. That was the people's reasoning. There was only one stumbling block. From the Jewish perspective, Jesus, whose origins and family they knew, could hardly be that Messiah. But from Jesus' perspective, those final days had already arrived. There is manna. There is a new Passover. There is a new Exodus. And he himself was the manna, the Passover, and the Exodus. He was the bread of life. The third theme that connects the bread of life is a theme of a meal or a banquet. When the Jewish family gathers for the Passover meal, the children ask questions about the event that is being enacted, and the head of the house would narrate the whole Exodus story as an answer to their questions. Now, in this passage, Jews ask questions, and Jesus answers questions. For example, they say, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? How can you be the bread of life? What sign can you do? They're asking questions of Jesus. However, since the questions are asked within the context of the Passover, the meal or the theme, banquet theme, becomes significant. Once again, the Jews expected that in the last days there would be a messianic banquet in which the people of Israel would sit for an intimate banquet with Yahweh or the Messiah. Now remember the multiplication of the loaves. Through the multiplication of loaves and by calling himself the bread of life, Jesus in the Gospel of John is suggesting that the messianic banquet is at hand. And the people missed it. They were sitting down for a meal with the Messiah and they missed it. Jesus is the bread of life for those who are faithful to Yahweh and believe in the one that Yahweh has sent. So here is my very plain, simple conclusion. Jesus said three things to the people, to the murmuring people. He said, stop murmuring. Second, he said that they listen and learn from the Father. And third, he asked them to simply believe so that they may have eternal life. My friends, just look at those three answers. There's a certain simplicity in the answers. Isn't this the advice that we often give to our children? We tell them, stop whining. Just listen and watch this. And this week, I'm suggesting that we do these three things. If our basic spirituality is a spirituality of constant asking and murmuring, if our spirituality does not include listening to God in prayer, if you're lacking in simple faith, just plain simple faith, then it is time to take the advice of Jesus seriously. Stop whining, stop murmuring. Just listen and simply believe. In this Eucharist, we have the bread of life. Let us simply believe that this is our messianic banquet. This is our new Passover. that this is the bread of life, which if we eat, makes us part of God's eternal life. May we simply believe. Amen.